This is Ryan Wilson from the Wilkinson Public Library, and I am speaking with Dan Collins, a professor in the School of Art at Arizona State University, and president of the board of the Telluride Institute. On Tuesday, March 27th at 6 p.m., Dan will be leading a workshop on his latest mapping project, an interactive watershed display of the San Miguel. As part of the University Centers of the San Miguel's monthly series called Finding Solutions, Dan will team with Laura Kudo, who is the Watershed Education Program Director at the Telluride Institute, and together they will be exploring many facets of the San Miguel watershed. This program is funded in part by a grant from the American Library Association and the Fetzer Institute. It is called Building Common Ground, and it is Lessons in Community, Civility, and Compassion. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So according to your website, your interactive atlas of the San Miguel is a mediated sculptural display that allows users to interact with informational layers focused on the San Miguel watershed.
Yeah, that's a lot of words. It's just simply an interactive display, and it's meant to provide a kind of enhanced image of place that's built by local community members.
And at the heart of your project is really mapping. Why mapping, and what do you see as the value of mapping?
Well, mapping is simply a representation of place, but in the way that I've been approaching it for the past several years is trying to figure out ways of using maps that empower local communities. What I'm interested in is a map that shows certainly the information about place that we can find on the internet or in other more traditional sources, but I'm also interested in enabling people's own image of place and the knowledge that they bring to representing their own place of habitation.
Your project seems fairly technical. How do you intend to demystify this technology? In other words, when someone walks up to the display, what would they see?
Well, you know, it's essentially like a game console, and so it's very accessible. It's got a big blue trackball, and you can walk up to it and play it something like a game, if you will. What you will see is a physical model of the landscape. It's about 3 feet across, and on that model, which I cut from satellite data, is a projection, a video projection, and the video projection can hold different kinds of information. There could be cultural practices, there could be geology, forest cover, habitat, recreation, etc. And so you as a user would choose a particular map, a particular kind of domain to explore, and that's projected on this physical surface. And then as you select different points in the landscape, enhanced information comes up on a second screen, a large LED panel that provides contextual information and explanations about what you're seeing. The other part of it that we're working on is ways that people can upload their own information about place. So it's not simply a top-down description of place, but it is also a record of the public's participation with this landscape that we share.
So one of the aspects of this Building Common Ground grant is to really educate people on the carrying capacity of our land and of this idea of slow money. We had Woody Tash come here last month and talk about slow money. I know you intend to have your display accessible at different locations throughout the watershed. Tell us a little bit about how that would teach us about our carrying capacity of the San Miguel.
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea of the carrying capacity of the San Miguel, because in a sense, the river is our currency, if you will. Much of what gives value to this place is the water. Part of the intent of putting these displays up and down the watershed is the understanding that the information about our shared watershed is not simply located in the eastern end of San Miguel County in the immediate vicinity of Telluride, but is distributed all along the San Miguel River watershed. And we're interested in using this as both sharing information, as I've said, but also gathering information. So we'd like to have one, for example, down near Paradox. We'd like to have another one in Naterita in the public library there. We might put one in the Saw Pit Mercantile. I've just begun conversations there. We'd certainly like to have one in the library, with the idea that these would be nodes along up and down the watershed where people could upload their own understandings and information and knowledge about place and share that with people who live along the full length of the San Miguel, not just with their immediate neighborhood, but within the entire bioregion, which encompasses the San Miguel River watershed.
So it's a very dynamic process. So someone in Sawpit or someone in Naderita could actually enter something in, and then you would see it here at the library on the display. Is that how it would
exactly.
work?
Exactly. And I think there's a kind of a useful parallel to be made between the idea of sharing the water, which is a currency, and sharing information, which is a different kind of currency, if you will. So if we can make that information available, that shared database, and everyone is equally empowered to access that database, we have, I think, maybe a good instance of how slow money might work. You know.
Absolutely. So for people who are coming to the program on Tuesday night, what should they expect, and should they bring anything?
Oh, yeah, good point. On Tuesday night, Laura Kudo is going to be giving a kind of report of the work that she has done with Alessandro Jacobson in the Watershed Education Program, which is one of the Telluride Institute's programs. And then I'm going to have the second half of the program talking about the interactive watershed, the interactive atlas of the San Miguel. And I'm inviting people to bring their own images of place, anything that's been, any picture that's been shot anywhere in the watershed. Individuals could bring them on flash drives or external hard drives, or if they have access to Flickr or PhotoBucket or some other kind of social networking site, they could just simply show up and use one of the computers that we'll provide, one of the laptops, and pull in their own images of place, and then we will populate a community-based map that represents this place from the perspective of the community.
Sounds like a fascinating night. So Finding Solutions, the San Miguel Watershed, is a program sponsored by the University Centers of the San Miguel and the Telluride Institute. This will be the second of our water programs presented next week. On Monday, we will be showing a documentary about the water crisis called Running Dry. Presentations by Laura Kudo and Dan Collins will begin at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March 27th. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.